Richland Center, we've got the best customers in the world. And now we're in search of a great appliance repair technician to assist those customers. Starting pay is $20 to $25 per hour, full time. Benefits include a 401k matching program, 9 paid holidays, 5 paid sick days, 2 weeks of paid vacation, a company vehicle, flexible schedule, and an awesome team to work with. Log on townandcountryrc.com to apply. That's townandcountryrc.com. Learn new skills and advance your career today with Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Schools closed in the area, including the Richland District, St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. Luke and St. John's, along with Boscobel, Kickapoo, Fenimore, Weston, Lafarge, Highland, Waseca, Steuben. Hillsboro has gone virtual for today. North Crawford, along with the Pleasant Ridge Waldorf School in Viroqua, North Crawford District's Child Care Center is closed. The latest we have, VARC routes are canceled for today. WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin, WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7 in Richland Center. The news update is next, sponsored by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales, insurance agents, and interior design services, and by Ferrellgas, with great service and a reliable propane supply from passionate professional employee owners. It's 32 degrees.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Millions of Americans across the country are going to see some pretty bad weather today. Blizzard conditions in the Midwest. In the Southeast, all the way up to the Northeast, they're expecting heavy rain, fierce winds, and severe thunderstorms. The AP's Donna Warder on the already severe weather in the nation's heartland and beyond.
The storm, snow, and gusty winds are creating whiteout conditions that have closed parts of two interstate highways, a long stretch of Interstate 80 in central Nebraska, and a part of Interstate 70 in Kansas. Schools and government offices in several states are closed today. Another storm will affect the Pacific Northwest, bringing blizzard conditions to Washington and Oregon's Cascades and spread throughout the Intermountain West over the next couple of days. I'm Donna Warder.
Just a few minutes from now, former President Trump will be in federal court in Washington to hear oral arguments in a case involving the question of his immunity. Is he immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the results of the 2020 election? The AP's Julie Walker.
The outcome of today's arguments will likely set the stage for further appeals before the U.S. Supreme Court. Special Counsel Jack Smith is looking for a swift decision to get the case started before the November election. Trump's lawyers want the case dismissed and are hoping to benefit from a long appeals process that could delay the trial until potentially after the election.
We're learning that a U.S. citizen has been arrested on drug charges in Russia, Robert Woodland Romanov. The Moscow court system says only that the charges involve a plan to get involved in illegal drug trafficking. The Earth broke global yearly heat records last year, says Copernicus, the European Climate Agency, more than 2.5 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial times. This is AP News. President Biden was in South Carolina yesterday talking about white supremacy, a poison, he called it.
President Biden compares election lies to white supremacy, campaigning on a grim theme about threats to truth and democracy.
We shall know the truth and the truth shall set us free.
Biden spoke from the pulpit of Charleston, South Carolina's Mother Emanuel AME Church, where 9 black churchgoers were shot down in a racist attack in 2015.
You brought down the Confederate flag in South Carolina.
The president criticized the Republican frontrunner for lying about the election and glorifying rather than condemning political violence.
He's a loser.
Biden also took a swipe at candidate Nikki Haley, who spent several days on the defensive for not explicitly naming slavery as the root cause of the Civil War. Biden's trying to energize black voters and underscore what he thinks is at stake in the November election.
Now they're trying to steal history, telling us that violent mob was, and I quote, a peaceful protest.
I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessarellc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
When it comes to choosing a propane company, there's no settling for second best. Ferrogas is the propane provider that can give you the quality service you deserve. Whether you're using propane for your home, business, or farm, Ferrogas is the dependable propane company that's powered communities across the nation for nearly 80 years. With 24/7 emergency service, flexible billing and delivery options, and a customer referral program that pays you back, it's no wonder why Ferrogas leads the pack. Call 647-2164 today and experience the Ferrogas advantage.
The next generation of recliners has arrived in fine style. The Earnest Power Recliner with dual motor design takes custom comfort to the next level. With the touch of a button, its power lift feature gently eases you from the ultimate slumber into the lift position to get you back on your feet. At Court & Main's winter sale event going on now through February 9th, the Earnest Power Lumbar Lift Chair is now $729, located in downtown Richland Center.
Just in time for the holidays, the Richland County Historical Society has prepared a 2024 calendar with vintage pictures of one-room schools. Schools of Richland County by Steve Fogel appeared in the Republican Observer during the years 1952-1953. These are pictures of rural schools when he printed the histories of each in the paper, and those histories are available in the Richland County History Room of the Brewer Library. There are 46 total schools and 4 schools per month, with additional graded schools in the Richland County area included in this collector calendar. Printed by Hennig Printing with a laminated cover and bound with those collector calendars, they're available from any board of directors of the Richland County Historical Society for just $6 as a donation from the general public. Historical Society members, you can obtain the 2024 calendar for just $4 as a donation. Get yours as soon as possible. Schools of Richland County, a 2024 calendar from the Richland County Historical Society. Look us up on the web, richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving Richland County and the area since 1881.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, still looks like we're in for plenty of snow today as low pressure currently in Missouri moves northeast up towards Chicago. And we'll see the snow rates gradually increase as we head toward midday into the afternoon. So that's when driving conditions could get rather treacherous, especially when you factor in the increasing winds that we'll have throughout the day, causing blowing and drifting and reduced visibilities. So best if you can stay home this afternoon into the early evening. A winter storm warning continues up through 6 a.m. tomorrow for the entire listening area. Now behind this system, we'll get a break for tomorrow, but then some more snow tomorrow night as a weak low pressure system slides in from the northwest. Could squeeze out some small snow amounts. That'll be followed by another quiet spell Thursday. Then a major storm coming out of the southern plains could bring another intense snowstorm to the upper Midwest and Great Lakes region. Heading into Friday and Saturday, please stay tuned for updates on that. We do expect bitter cold air to gradually move in by the weekend as well. That forecast for today, breezy with snow, heaviest around the midday into the afternoon. An additional 3 to 6 inches possible through the late afternoon with a high of 34. East-northeast wind 12 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Breezy with snow tapering off by late this evening. An additional inch or two possible, low at 23. North and northwest wind 12 to 25 and gusty. Mostly cloudy and a more tranquil day tomorrow, high at 31. As you're digging out, northwest wind near 10 miles an hour, becoming southwest late. Tomorrow night, some light snow likely, maybe another inch or two, low at 21. Thursday, mostly cloudy to some sun peaks, high near 28. Friday, breezy with snow likely, several inches possible, low 15 with a high of 26. Saturday, windy and cold, snow tapering to flurries by afternoon. Additional accumulations, high of 19. Sunday, partly sunny, windy and bitter cold, high of only 7. Please be careful out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number
number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for bill pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County Bank.
We're holding steady at 32 degrees, as has been for much of the morning this morning. Yesterday's high was 33 here at the studios. Record high for January 9th, 54 in the year 2002. Record low, 25 below zero in 1977. Last year's high was 39 and the low 10. Sunset will happen at 4:44 this afternoon. Tomorrow morning sunrise time will be at 7:33, and at that point we'll be out of the winter storm warning. The snow continues to the tune of about 3 inches here at the WRCO studios over the last few hours. 29.49, the barometric reading. The air is calm at the present time, although the winds are going to pick up significantly, it sounds like, later on today. School is closed in the Richland District, including St. Mary and Eagle, Ithaca, Riverdale, River Valley, including St. Luke and St. John's, Boscobel, Kickapoo, Fenimore, Weston, Lafarge, Highland, Wazika Steuben, and Hillsboro have all canceled. Hillsboro has gone virtually. North Crawford is closed, as is Pleasant Ridge Waldorf. North Crawford District Child Care Center is not open. Southwest Tech Campus is closed today. All VARC routes are now canceled. Other events in the community, Edward Jones Coffee Club will not be held today at 9. The partners of the Richland Hospital meeting will be canceled. Richland County meal sites closed and no home-delivered meals. Grant County meal sites, home deliveries, and bus and taxi services are canceled. The Crime Stoppers meeting will not be held today at 2. Bauer, Gunnell, Dalton, VFW Post 2267 has rescheduled its monthly meeting to next Tuesday, January 16th at 7 p.m. Also, a reminder, in the business community, ET Foods, Creative Outlet, and Tony Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance will not be open.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Sports Time is sponsored by Napa Auto of Richland Center and Boscobel, local people serving you with the good stuff, and by the WRCO Sports Boosters. We'll look back at basketball from last night in the community and details on a Bucks disappointment last night as well.
Hey Bert, did you know it's your choice as a property owner to choose your title insurance company?
No, Holly, I didn't know that. How does that work?
As a property owner, you pay for any title insurance in a refinance or sale transaction on your property. So if refinancing or selling your home, please tell your lender or realtor to contact Southwest Title LLC at 608-647-8841 or stop in at 168 North Main Street for competitive rates on all your title needs.
We look forward to serving you.
I'm Phil Nee with a look at WRCO Sports. Ithaca got into a shootout with Belmont in boys basketball last night. The host Bulldogs won 97-73. The game had the tempo of a college game, with the Ithaca team sporting four players in double figures and Belmont with five. Ithaca never trailed on the way to a 55-44 lead at halftime. The Braves kept the pressure on and worked back within seven at 69-62 in the second half. Ithaca got rolling again and won going away, led by junior Channing Brown, who had 30 points to lead all scorers. Bulldog sophomore Devin Iam added 27, senior Micah Salisbury with 17, and junior Sammy Clary totaled 16. Wes Nelson had 4, and Casey Pomering scored 2. The Bulldogs made 14 three-pointers, 11 in the first half, and went 15-for-16 from the free throw line. Winston Paulskill came off the bench to lead Belmont with 19. Carter Kettler added 15. Tanner Simmons, 12. And Bradley Rickers and Logan Hardiman each had 10. The Braves made 6 threes and went 5-for-10 from the line. Belmont won the JV game 43-34 over the Bulldogs. Ithaca is now 10-1 with last night's 97-73 varsity win. Their game with Seneca scheduled for tonight is canceled. They get ready for action coming up later this week with DeSoto. Coach Mike Benson talked to us yesterday about the team being unselfish.
Yeah, we're playing great team ball right now. Any of my starting five and even Casey coming off the bench, I have six people that can lead me in scoring anytime. And Ethan Burkham and Cody Barnes are coming around, coming off the bench to help out too. They can score at any time. You know, I'm getting more confident, go 7-8 deep on the bench, and 1 through 8 can score for me. So it's hard to guard 8 different people that are all that can contribute on a team. So it makes it hard for the defense, for the opposing team to guard us.
The team has a busy January planned.
Friday we're at DeSoto, then the following Tuesday we're at Wazika. And then the week after that, we got North Crawford. And then after that, we got Royal. So it's a tough schedule coming up. Make it through this first half of January here and win our games, we'll be sitting pretty good for conference. But we have to take care of business first.
That's Mike Benson. The team's scheduled to play at DeSoto on Friday. And again, the forecast is not real favorable at this point for events on Friday. But we'll wait and see. That's a long ways off. Also on the schedule, Belmont now 3-10 will play at River Ridge on Thursday. In other boys basketball, Monona Grove over Platteville, final score 75-59. Viroqua 87-54 over Brookwood. Also a win last night at River Valley for the Darlington Redbirds. They defeated the Blackhawks 78-31. Potosi 79, Argyle 63, and Abundant Life 59-38 over Barneveld. In girls basketball, Argyle got the win against River Valley 65-32. Arcadia 59-34 over Black River Falls. Belleville beat Dodgeville, final score of 65-50. Belmont over East Dubuque 73-40. Benton 48, Iowa Grant 39. Cuba City won a Riverdale at Riverdale in girls basketball 87-26. Cubans over the Chieftains. And it was Mauston 70 and Portage 30 in area girls hoops action. Bowling scores from the Major Bowling League. Meister Cheese had a 36-60 series. Frazier Home Improvement a 36-45. Lonesome Dove Tavern a 35-34. Top game, Meister Cheese at 12-86. Frazier Home Improvement at 12-67. And Quail Run Golf Links a 12-52. Isaac Davison with a 684 series, a 660 for Jake Morris, 153 over average, and Travis Weigel and Chris Huppert each had 657s. The top game, Jake Morris, 130 over average with a 299. Terry Wheaton, 267. Isaac Davison, a 256. Ashton Seckman with a 472 series, 154 over average. Ben Pardoon bowled a 545, 113 over average. Barb Weigel bowled a 559 series, 103 pins over average. And Travis Weigel with a 657, 96 over average for him. Also a reminder that Church League volleyball has been canceled with the closure of Richland School District for today. This week's games for Church League volleyball are moved to next week, Tuesday night, January 16th. The Bucks disappointed a home crowd by falling to the Utah Jazz Monday. Final score there was 132-116. Milwaukee struggled on the night. Giannis Antetokounmpo called it frustrating.
I think not just for me, for everybody. You know, it's being down in the first half, 33 points. I don't remember the last time we were down 33 points in the first half. Playing at home, yeah, it was frustrating.
Giannis went on to say his team needs to do some soul searching, but overcome adversity if they can.
Yeah, it's okay to be in this position. I've said, like, facing adversity brings the best out of you. But again, at the end of the day, like, we have to get better. We have to keep on doing the little things. And every little thing that we do out there, every little box out, you know, the guy making the extra pass, all those little things count. When you add all those little things, that's when you have a winning game, you know. That's when you have a winning team.
The Jazz held a huge 77-46 lead at halftime. The Bucks were playing without Damian Lillard, who was out for personal reasons. Giannis had a triple-double with 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 11 assists. Chris Middleton scored 23. Milwaukee wiped out most of the halftime deficit with a huge third quarter, but never officially caught up. Boston visits the Fiserv Forum coming up on Thursday night. Elsewhere, it was Oklahoma City over Washington, 136-128. Chicago won in overtime over Charlotte, 119-112. Indiana, 133. Boston, 131. It was Miami, 120. Houston, 113. And the Clippers beat Phoenix, 138-111. Wins over Iowa and Nebraska have bumped the Badger men's basketball team up six spots to number 15 in this week's AP College Basketball Top 25 poll. Since losing to Providence in mid-November, Wisconsin has won 10 of its last 11 games. A weekend loss to Seton Hall knocked Marquette out of the top 10. The Golden Eagles come in at number 11 this week, down four positions. Wisconsin and Marquette both play tomorrow night. The Badgers at Ohio State and the Eagles at home against Butler. College football last night, Jim Harbaugh and number one Michigan completed a three-year climb to a national championship by beating number two Washington 34-13 in the college football playoff game. Blake Corum ran for 134 yards and two fourth-quarter touchdowns for the Wolverines. It makes you wonder, what if Aaron Jones had played every game of the 23 NFL season? Would the stretch drive have started earlier? Or is it a good thing that he is so rested and he has the best back average over the final 3 weeks? Jones led all rushers with 358 yards, 22 rushing first downs, and 13 runs of more than 10 yards. Pro Football Reference reports Jones had what it calls a success rate of 62% this season. That's the highest mark in the NFL in the last 29 years. Unfortunately, he missed six games and was limited in at least four others. The latest commitment from the transfer portal ranks coach Luke Fickell's Badgers 14th nationally. The 10th player to say he's coming to Madison is inside linebacker Jaheim Thomas. Most of the talent is coming to the offensive side, and there is still work to be done on defense. Ole Miss is rated at the top for its transfer portal additions. I'm Phil Nee with a look at sports.
With the cold weather, Napa wants you to be prepared. Get your Milwaukee Heated Tough Shell Jacket and Vest today at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. This Milwaukee Heated Jacket and Vest has a new quick heat function that allows you to feel heat three times faster than the previous jackets and vests. This jacket and vest are built strong to last long with tough shell stretch polyester, delivering five times longer jacket life than the previous soft shell heated jackets. Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel.
Exceptional performances continue on the hardwood with girls basketball players setting records. I'm Travis Wilson, and this is a WISSports.net Minute brought to you by NFHSNetwork.com. More high school sports news after this.
Do you ever wish you could be in two places at once? With homework, carpool, practice, and everything else, sometimes you just can't make it to every game. But the NFHS Network's streaming platform makes that a little easier. For just $11.99 a month, you can watch unlimited high school sports live and on demand, at home or on the go. You can watch online or on one of our mobile or connected TV apps. Visit NFHSNetwork.com and subscribe today to never miss another game.
It has been a record-breaking season for many high school basketball players around the state of Wisconsin, and that has continued in recent days. A pair of standout senior girls hoopers set new career scoring marks at their respective schools. Notre Dame's Gracie Gresh, a Wisconsin commit, had 14 points in a win over Illinois' second-ranked large school Alton over the weekend as she broke the Titans' career scoring record with more than 1,500 points. Notre Dame has won the last three D2 state titles and currently ranks second in the WSN coaches poll, getting a boost with the recent transfer of talented sophomore Aspen Abel, who had averaged 10 points per game at Beaver Dam prior to a family move last month. Westfield took down D5 number 3 Randolph last week, and senior Carly Drew's 17 points allowed her to break the school's career mark, and she's up to 1,737 and counting. A pair of prolific Badger Conference scorers went over the 2,000-point mark recently. Reedsburg's Sydney Cherney is averaging more than 35 points per game as a senior and eclipsed the 2K mark over the holiday break. That same day, McFarland's Tegan Mullaney won over 2,000 career points as well. Pius Catholic boys basketball player Jaquan Johnson also won over 2,000 career points last week, eclipsing the milestone in a 47-point performance as the Popes down Greenfield 80-73. This has been a Wisports.net Minute. Check us out online at Wisports.net.
Dr. Terry Moen supports the youth of Southwest Wisconsin in their extracurricular endeavors. Dr. Moen encourages personal growth through good sportsmanship. Your local Cobison team is proud to be the Richland School District's bus company. Join the Cobison family of drivers. No experience is necessary. Call 647-4446. Lakes Gas Company provides prompt, courteous, regular, and emergency service. From Lakes Gas Company, the industry leader in propane supply and delivery.
If your driveway or parking lot is looking tired and in need of some maintenance, the best choice is Wiscoat of Lone Rock. Wiscoat, local people committed to the local area and committed to the best customer service possible. Using the best products and techniques, Wiscoat will clean, edge, patch, seal cracks, and apply seal coating. Call now for your free estimate and get your job scheduled for next spring. 608-354-7690, 608-354-7690. Visit Wiscoat.com or check Facebook for Wiscoat. Go to Blown Rock.
A lot goes into powering this community. That's why your Touchstone Energy Cooperative wants you to know we've got you. It's a pledge to make sure you're always taken care of. A pledge we honor every day. From our member service representatives to our linemen and those making sure the power you use is there when you need it. We've got you. Always.
Richland Electric is your Touchstone Energy Cooperative, your source for power and information.
100.9 WRCO.
I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m., I knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. My head, a camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. 'Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed. This 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack Ice pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
That's Hardy on WRCO and Truck Bed. Truck Bed's kind of filling up right now. Might have to shovel it out. Coming up, the trivia question of the day and more stuff on a Tuesday. Here's Steve Earle.
mountain. Cause I can smell it when a heartache's coming. It's not that I'm in a hurry to leave you. I call you up, but there's nothing that I can do. Talking won't do any good in a way. Goodbye is all we got left to say. I don't think it's gonna get any better. So maybe you could just write me a letter. Open it up when I'm stronger. Another 10 or 12 years, maybe longer. I guess it just don't feel much like bad news today. Goodbye is all we got left to say.
Carrie Underwood on WRCO, 8:35 the time on this Tuesday morning. We're at 32 degrees. Even though it's wild and wicked out there, we'll still play trivia today, but don't slip getting to your phone today or anything like that. We'll have that for you in just a little bit. Rudolph Williams says he was home in a Chicago suburb when he realized the doors and windows to his courtyard-style apartment had been boarded up with plywood, locking him inside. City officials, residents, and the property management company have conflicting accounts about what happened. The complex, which is in clear disrepair, has been on the city's radar for months. One of the buildings has no heat. Also, he was living in there fine until they boarded up his apartment. He had to call to get out. That's in the news from Harvey, Illinois. Purple Rain is in the news, being turned into a musical. Prince's Purple Rain movie is becoming a stage adaptation. Broadway.com reports the production will be directed by Liliana Blaine Cruz. Details like where and when it will be staged or who will star in it have not yet been announced. Purple Rain continues to be one of Prince's most downloaded songs and most played songs in a lot of genres. Even some of the country artists have closed their show with the song Purple Rain.
What do you get with a membership to Simon's Recreation Complex? Warm indoor pool, relaxing hot tub, steamy sauna, racquetball, exercise classes, exercise equipment, strength equipment, and lots of help from new friends. Hello, this is Tracy at Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercise when it works best for you. Simon's Recreation Complex exercise rooms are available to members 24/7 with a keyless entry device. Would you like to learn how to swim or learn how to swim better? We are offering classes or private lessons for adults and children. Call today, 647-8522. Visit in person or visit us online at simonsrec.com. Let Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center be your partner in change. Remember, you provide the commitment to fitness and we have the means to make it happen.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center. 647-2319 or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Movies are more fun at the Blaine Theater with great snacks and family-friendly $3 admission per person. Visit statetheaters.com and click on Blaine Theater. Stop by Utter Brothers Creamery, new location, located at 1100 Elm Street, Boscobel, the former DQ building, and try one of their many new food items. Krogan's Do It Best store in Rented Center is your one stop for paint, tools, mowers, blowers, gifts, appliances, HD big screen TVs, and two floors of furniture values. And the Leah Granzo Insurance Agency is your American Family Insurance Agency in Boscobel. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with Leah Granzo and American Family Insurance.
We remind you today in the business community, these businesses will be closed. ET Foods, Creative Outlet, Tony Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance, The Village Pump, and Simple Elegance. Boscobel Bowl and Banquet Bingo is canceled tonight, and Powder Puff Bowling at the Phoenix Center will not be held. Church League Volleyball in Richland Center will be canceled for this evening. Vark routes are called off for today in the city and in the rural areas. Also, a reminder going on today or not going on today, Sauk County meal sites, Meals on Wheels, and Dine In and Carry Out are canceled. Same in Grant County, home deliveries, bus and taxi services are canceled. Here in Richland County, meal sites are closed. As a result, there will not be any home delivered meals. Coming up, our trivia question of the day.
Like a darn fool, she walked out again. Bartender said, I got you. Yeah, cause I too have been in your boots, my friend. Opened up back in 85, got me over my first wife. Been staying busy since the first night. It's a story old as time. God made the world in 7 short days. He said it was good, I bet it was great. And God made a man, and man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go, and she breaks your heart. So man made a ball. Some guys, it's a good time, the half price, half dozen buckets of beer. Some say it's a cover band, that's a cover man. I know why they're here, didn't go the way he planned it. Damn, the devil did some damage. So God made the world, 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. And God made man, and man got alone. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art. Oh, but he didn't make no place to go when she breaks your heart. So man made a ball. She needs a place to go and make a brand new start. God made the world 7 short days. Said it was good, I bet it was great. God made man, man got lonely. He said, please, Lord, if I could only have an angel to hold in my arms. So God made a girl his best work of art.
Morgan Wallen featuring Eric Church on WRCO FM 100.9. So there'll have to be some more decisions made, I would guess, about tomorrow in terms of schools. It kind of depends on when it stops. Sounds like early evening, but then there'll be a major cleanup and things will be messy, that's for sure. I know, getting that scraped off. I'm guessing there's probably some ice underneath. It was a wet snow, is a wet snow underneath, but if it does get a little bit colder, which it's supposed to tonight, down to 23, that'll make it a little bit on the slip side as well. So probably important to try and get that scraped off as before it gets cold tonight. If we can, we'll have to see. If I can get the Mighty Alice started, we'll get at it. But otherwise, I don't know. We'll have to see. Squirt has a lot of trouble these days, getting like 2 steps out the door. And when the snow gets deep, he has lots of problems too. His legs just really aren't that long. Working on 3 inches and moving on toward 9. It's trivia time once again. Despite the snow and the slippery roads, trivia still comes along. We give you a chance to win courtesy of ET Foods. And by the way, they are one of the businesses closed in the area today, but you can visit them on a nicer day. It's a lyric quiz today. Country music lyric quiz. We both know I got somewhere else to go, but I got something to tell you. A line from a famous song. We both know I got somewhere else to go, but I got something to tell you. 608-647-4155. We'll see if you can get the job done on those vague lyrics right there. This is Phil Vassar.
Moving on wasn't in the plan. I was living in that happy to be right where I am space. And God knows that's a hard to get to kind of place. But I took a ride into another world. I didn't like much when you left me, girl. I gotta tell you, it's been pretty hard. But every now and then I turn around.
this life, the more you find you haven't learned. But every now and then it'll break me down, long enough to slow my motor and look around at every stop we made along the way. And I see your face everywhere I go. Comfort me. I know it's only a memory, but sometimes I get caught in the funk long enough, and I swear you're here right there everywhere I go.
Congrats to our winner today, Mandy Brown. Nice job. The lyric quiz, we both know I got somewhere else to go, but I got something to tell you. That comes from the lines from a famous Olivia Newton-John song called I Honestly Love You. That's the mystery song today, and for knowing the right answer, Mandy wins a great prize from E.T. Foods.
Chance to say I love you.
The answer to trivia, Olivia Newton-John, I honestly love you. Our Tuesday morning trivia is sponsored by ET Foods. They're not fancy, but they're friendly.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Duncan Hines Wilderness More Fruit Cherry Pie Filling, sale price $2 for $6. Libby's Easy Pumpkin Pie Mix, $2 for $5. Bird's Eye Mixed Vegetables, 16 ounces, 75 cents. Breakbush Golden Spice Fully Cooked Chicken Breast and Tenders, $4 a pound. Jimmy Dean Sage Pork Sausage Rolls, $2.99 each or $2 for $5. Amy's Organic Low Sodium Tomato Bisque, $2.50 each. Shop at ET Foods where your food dollar goes a little farther. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6, Sundays, 8 to 4, close Mondays and holidays.
Calling all Rockwell Automation employees and retirees. The holidays are still in full swing, and the Rockwell Automation Social Committee invites you to a joyous celebration. Save the date for January 13th. From 5 p.m. to midnight, we'll be spreading holiday cheer at the Phoenix Center. Join us for an evening of laughter, memories, and festive delights. Let's make this celebration one to remember. The Rockwell Automation Holiday Celebration. Because the joy doesn't end when the holidays do. See you there.
Happy Trails time right around the bend, the 9 o'clock news as well here, and today's morning show get together. A little community conversation on a snowy day. This is Alex Miller.
There's no doubt he had a real good day. There were blackberries blooming in the red dirt clay, and the smell of jasmine floating through the pines. I bet he knew right then we'd love our chicken fried, and sweet tea to wash it down when God made the sound. He put grits and gravy in our blood. He put the Delta Blues in the Mississippi mud. He put lazy and Sunday so we'd sit a spell, and put the buckle in the Bible belt, and the draw, y'all, we can't get out when God made the sound. In the beginning, he blessed this place. We got blue suede shoes and amazing grace. Barbecue in backwoods, he said it's all good, and sent a little heaven down when God made the sound. Born one of the chosen few, and I can't help but thinking, baby, somehow he knew that I'd be falling for an angel right here tonight. Under the moon that he hung in the sky, he already had it all planned out when God made the sound. In the beginning, he blessed this place. We got free bird and amazing. He said it's all good, and sent a little heaven down when God made the sound. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Can I get an amen? Armadillas and the magnolias, moon pie and RC Cola, and how many times Charlie Dunn told you what happened to the devil when he went down to Georgia.
In the beginning, he blessed this place. We got jambalaya and amazing grace. Barbecue and backwoods, he said it's all good. Sent a little heaven down. He said a little heaven down.
When God made the sign.
yellow post-it note on my steering wheel, a penciled hard reminder of the way you feel. Just a passing thought, but it made me see it's the little things that mean the world to me. Like your morning touch upon my skin, and your gentle kiss that wakes me up and does me in. You hold me close and it sets me free. It's the little things that mean the world to me. How you change my life, there are no words. You're my heaven, you're my earth, and you're my universe. When I add it up, love's bigger than we ever dreamed. Got something new, a little one that looks a lot like me and you. Tears fill my eyes as you kiss my cheek. It's the little things that mean the world to me. How you change my life, there are no words. You're my heaven, you're my earth, my universe. When I add it up, love's bigger than we ever dreamed. With the little things that mean the world to me, it's the little things that mean the world.
Trail!